You're listening to SBS News.
Australia officially began participating in the much-loved Eurovision Song Contest back in 2015, and the nation is confirmed to keep performing until at least 2023. There are both new and past Eurovision hopefuls taking part in the Australia Decides concert on the Gold Coast, all vying for a ticket to illuminate the world stage. Some of the upcoming acts having a shot at Eurovision stardom include Charlie, songwriter Jude York, Andrew Lambrew, and wildcard Erica Padilla. A couple of groups are also strutting their stuff in a bid to represent Australia, girl band G-Nation, and Perth metal quintet Voyager. Jaguar Jones has made a tilt at Eurovision before. I'm gonna make you remember my name these little and is hoping her power tune, Little Fires, will secure her place as Australia's chosen performer.
I'm known to be visual, so I'm so excited by the fact that I get to be visual on the Eurovision platform. So I am coming in hot, really.
Australian Idol alumni Paulini Thiruvanavuli is performing an upbeat dance floor anthem, We Are One. Another former reality television contender who has competed at Eurovision before is First Nations singer Isaiah Firebrace. He was part of the song contest a few years ago when he was a teenager and wants to deliver another show-stopping performance for 2022. Baby, I'm down for you. He placed ninth in Ukraine in 2017, and this time his song is a duet with Evie Irie. Two other performers who took part in the Voice TV contest and are now involved in this musical battle are Sean Miley Moore and Sheldon Riley. Both are theatrical and fierce on the stage, but it'll be up to the public to decide who has the edge. Comedian Joel Creasy is one of the hosts for Australia Decides alongside Miff Warhurst this weekend. He says this year's artists are hungry for the chance to compete overseas.
A lot of respect amongst the other Eurovision countries, and Miff and I noticed that talking to the other commentators. So they've really got to bring a little bit of kook, a big voice, and a lot of star power. I think that's what people expect from Australia.
He told SBS News that Australia is known for sending high-quality acts to Eurovision.
It's going to be a fantastic show. We have a new stage this year. I've seen some snippets of the artists, and they're all bringing their A game, and it's going to be a really fierce competition. It's the Hunger Games of music, so bring it on.
Eurovision was cancelled in 2020 due to the pandemic, and Australian artist Montaigne wasn't able to travel to last year's show, so she sang remotely. Italian rock band Måneskin won Eurovision in 2021 with their song Zitti e Buoni in Rotterdam, meaning shut up and behave. Now the song contest will be held this May in Italy with the theme The Sound of Beauty. Public voting opens on Friday night and will last for about a day, while a jury of industry experts will also name their favourite performer. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.